Last night, Republicans rejected the contracts in a party-line vote after an emotional hearing before the Joint Committee on Employee Relations. But Employee Relations Secretary Karen Timberlake says four or five bargaining units of the 15 affected by the contract have now informally agreed to renegotiate.
We've already had some interest from a number of bargaining units, and we're very pleased about that. So our goal at this point is to get new tentative agreements done as fast as we possibly can. We have tens of thousands of state employees who haven't had a pay increase in 2.5 years.
But most union members aren't yet willing to sit down and talk. Marie Stewart represents 1,500 scientific workers, and she says there's no way her unit will go back to the table.
There shouldn't even be a discussion about this. These contracts were negotiated.
Stewart's local represents workers in a variety of state agencies, including the state crime lab and the state hygiene lab. She says it's not just a matter of the retroactive raises she believes workers deserve. She says agreeing to reopen negotiations violates an important principle at the heart of labor management relations.
I mean, if we do that, we're saying collective bargaining has no effect in Wisconsin. Why would we go back to the table? Because the next deal we could make, they'll turn around and say, well, gee, we're sorry, we don't like that deal either.
What the Republicans who voted down the current contracts don't like about them is the price tag. It will cost about $250 million over the next 2 years, and they're not convinced that Governor Jim Doyle's new budget has that figure covered. Speaking on a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show this morning, Senator Alan Lassay says workers just need to be patient.
That's really why the committee didn't vote. We want to make sure the money is there. We're not going to go down this road that we did in years past. We want to set the tone early. It's unfortunate that the employees got caught in the crossfire in this, but we're going to fix this problem, and I hope people can understand that.
Meanwhile, a lawsuit brought by the unions charging the state with unfair labor practices for backing down on the contracts will get a hearing in circuit court next Friday. And on Monday, state workers plan a lunch hour rally on the steps of the state capitol to educate the public about their plight. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.